This is Journey, the thought for the week brought to you by Torch Trust. Today's journey is called Are Angels for Real? And it's taken from writings by the late Stella Heath. Stella and her husband Ron were the co-founders of Torch Trust, originally setting up a charity to provide literature for blind people 53 years ago.
Christmas is over. The decorations have been taken down and stored for another year, baubles and stars and tinsel all folded away along with the angel from the top of the Christmas tree. In the Bible we read about angels 300 times. Sometimes they appear as bright beings, other times they are mistaken for ordinary people. The Bible teaches that angels have a personal concern for everyone who trusts God. There are so many stories about what angels do. Sometimes they guide people in unknown places. They bring people messages, like the angel who gave Mary the news that she would give birth to the Son of God. There's even a story of an angel rescuing two of Jesus' followers from prison. There are many people who can give personal accounts of times when they were in difficult situations and something rather unusual has happened to resolve things. One day, I was driving with my husband along a country road in a car which was new to me. Suddenly, the engine stopped. I realised that although the petrol gauge showed full, in reality it was empty. I picked up my mobile phone. No signal. The real problem was that my husband was very ill. He could not be left. He would wander off and be a real danger to himself and others. I prayed. A tradesman pulled up. He couldn't get a signal on his phone either. "Sorry, I can't help you. I'm behind schedule," he said, driving off, leaving me stranded. Then, seemingly from nowhere, a car drew up. A girl got out and took over the situation. She drove to a public phone box and arranged for help to come. Then she disappeared. Who was she? I've often wondered if she was an angel. In the psalm, it says,
"The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them."
And in another psalm we read,
"For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways."
Thank you for listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people at any stage of the sight loss journey. Happy New Year! The New Year is the time when many people like to plan their summer holidays. The new Torch Holiday programme of specialist breaks for blind and partially sighted people is now available. To request a brochure in audio, braille or giant print, telephone 0333 123 1255 during weekday office hours.